Episode 54. Welcome back to Life on the Loop Golf Podcast, hosted by Marcus Crowe and the bald man, Patrick Faraday. Two guys grinding it out, logging bags, and living the dream. Join us every Wednesday for Tales from the Course, casual conversation, and a dose of golf banter. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode on the socials at Life on the Loop 9.
Subscribe,
you bastards.
You bunch of bastards. All of you.
We are back. Say we are back, back.
We are back, are back.
Back, back. Say we are back, back. We're back. Back.
Tell you what else we are. Champione, champione. Ole, ole, ole. Come on, Europe.
Come on. Tell you what, those boys just fought tooth and nail from the start to finish. Domination. How it should be. 32 years unbeaten.
On home soil. I do find it quite funny. The Americans were quite big favourites going into it. And then the day before, it switched. And Europe were slight favourites on the betting odds. And obviously the first 2 days they blitzed it. But I just love to see it.
I was involved a lot.
You're playing?
Yeah. I was instrumental in the squad.
You were in the locker room. You were the T-boy. In the locker room.
PG Tibbs. Wonder, do you know the reason why that Victor Hovland and Tyrrell Hatton
Tommy,
so
you
well?
Want Tetley's or PG Tibbs?
And Jay Rose. He was actually my player of the tournament.
He was class.
Jay Rose. I got a cool stat for you. So out of the 18 holes played when they halved that match, when Rose made that clutch putt, he was involved in 15 of the 18 scores.
All right.
Robert McIntyre basically had a piggyback for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, you're right. But Bobby still, he did have to come through on a couple holes.
He did.
In the death.
But I just, it was quality. Start to finish. Europe were just, this is the thing with me. It's all in all, if you look deep into it, in which we do, because we're golf addicts, the US, terrible selection, terrible captain. This is even before the Ryder Cup actually started. Terrible preparation towards it. You know, they traveled, not all separate, Brooks and someone else traveled separate, but Marco Simone, they've had tournaments over the last 3 to 4 years, twice to maybe three times at that course.
Yeah, Italian Open's been there the last 3 years.
And not one American player has gone over it, knowing that it's going to be there, to prepare for it. That's arrogant.
Yeah, the whole European team has played there before.
Yes, to prepare for the Ryder Cup. I love it. I can't wait for us to go in full onesies in 2 years' time to Bethpage.
We're going
to
go in Borat thongs.
With Europe flags. I'm wearing a full-on three-piece suit. A European three-piece suit.
But you're going to be sweating like a, a Catholic priest. Christ.
But yeah, no, I'm going to get the same shirt as Tyrrell Hatton had on last night till the early hours. I think that was absolute elite. I want to put this up too. I think that's class.
I hope he packed that before. He was like, he was out in England just packing his suitcase. He was like, do I bring this one just in case?
What were the glasses too? Unbelievable. But yeah.
I love to see it. It's quite funny as well, being in America watching this as well. So we have a lot of American friends over here, obviously. Some of the other caddies and stuff, they're all posting that whole Joey LaCava stuff where he's getting in his grill. Some of the caddies were posting that, being like, oh, you don't mess with Joey. Joey's the bad, he's the bad man, blah, 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 blah. No, he's not. He's a scumbag. He's bang out of order.
Clueless.
And they got battered.
Clown. Dumb. And also, I love it how they came out. And the press tried to say that Joey reached out and tried to apologize. And Rory then came out and said after, he was like, he did reach out to our camp. And so the reporter was like, well, did you meet with him? He was like, no, obviously not. He's an absolute dickhead. Obviously. I honestly put my group chat that I had with a lot of, 95% of them were Americans. And obviously I wanted to actually get another opinion. And they were like, half of them were like, yes, he's a clown. But some of them were like, yeah, it's emotions. It's what you do. It's like it's the Ryder Cup. The event. I literally was like, Imagine, this is how I put it as well. Imagine us, me and you, member guest.
Yeah.
We're getting pumped up.
Okay.
We're getting big pumped up, right? And me and you, we're on the loop. And it's your dad, honestly, with a bald head. You're just waving the cap in my player's face. What are you doing? You're a caddy. Sit down, carry a bag, and show him a read. Honestly.
But it is liberties. You're literally a peasant caddy. I mean, come on.
He's getting paid decent, but yeah, he's still a peasant.
Like, granted, you're on the tour, you're doing very well, but the bottom line is you're a caddy. You're a peasant, like us.
Honestly.
Carry the bag and shoot numbers.
If you actually see the full video from, like, the full crow's eye kind of view.
Crow's eye, from your eye?
Yeah, literally. No pun intended. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Joey, look, fair enough, waving the cap. This is the thing. Fair enough, waving the cap. The good bands by Europe, by the way, all day. Cantelay made an unbelievable putt. Fair play. Do the cap, do all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Joey then went nearly walked over Rory's line, and then still Rory's got to putt.
Yeah.
It was just so far out of line. I don't even know how you can justify his behavior. If Europe had done it, I would have done the same thing. It was ridiculous. Know your limits.
Yeah.
But it was a joke.
No, honestly. And then there was actually quite a bit of controversy. Cantlay apparently not being happy that they don't get paid to play in it. I mean, that kind of sums it up. Europeans would do that. They don't want to get a penny. They just want to do it because they love it. It's the only time they get to play as a team. Europe is all behind them. And you got this Yankee saying, why am I not getting paid to represent?
It's ridiculous. It's also, it also is another point of mine to which I'm about to prove why. You're a kid. You're in either your school team or your club team. You play match play as a kid. Remember how good that was on Sundays?
Americans don't replay it that much.
No, they don't. But we do. It was every Sunday. I remember I played for Whitley Bay, and top six players under the age of 17 played. If you're a plus handicap, you couldn't play. Obviously, that was different levels if you're a plus back then, because the handicap system. You had to be basically off one or two or worse, top six players, and you played against each other, different teams, and obviously the best team won. If you lost, you had to do the speech. So you had to be like, I thank the greenkeeper, thank the organization, thank the club. Like, you didn't want to do the speech because you were sat in front of 15 people, 20 people. Everyone's looking at you. And it was just like, it was the worst. Yeah, get off. You know, kicking you under the table. It's like, you just didn't want to do it. But that was it. It was the camaraderie of the team. I just love Europe. I just love how arrogant and entitled America think they are, can come over, take a couple weeks off, get absolutely smashed around. And then how Zach Johnson was telling us that, you know, they haven't prepared as they would like to due to some people's schedules, and there's an illness going around.
Huh.
Wanker. Dickhead. Like, well, no, yeah. You're just not good enough.
Nah, I mean, he got what he deserved. And also, the other thing is, right, so Cantlay's moaning about his money and blah, blah, blah. I guarantee, playing those matches, coming down 18, that's probably the most nervous he's been in years of playing golf. More nervous than a major, more nervous than winning his FedEx Cup events. Like, that's the ultimate pressure.
Because you know that Marcus Crowe on social media is going to bat you.
Yeah.
That's what he's worried about.
Man's getting tagged by Crowe on live on the loop.
Oh. But yeah.
But yeah. Next one is Beth Page, 2025. Incidentally, we were obviously up in Long Island last summer. I played it. I played it a couple times. Quality track. We know people up there. It's got to be one we've got to make a trip to. I mean,
yeah, 1,000,000,000,000%. We're going to not only get up there, but we're going to try and get
We're going to be a captain's pick.
Yeah, we're going to be a captain's pick. And also, we are. We're going to try. This is it. 2 years. 2 years from today, I'm going to state it now. We're going to try and get one of the caddies pre-Ryder Cup or even post-Ryder Cup to give us an interview.
Or both, pre and post.
Yes. But that was it. Rory was buzzing too. Like, imagine, he's more buzzing than anyone. Imagine him in 2 years' time. He's going to be hitting it 400 yards. with the Stealth 6.
Yeah.
He's going to be six. Dominant.
The technology's changed. It's gone back to being wooden driver heads now.
A Persimmon Stealth.
Brilliant.
But yeah, no, we're going to do that. That'd be sick. 2 years' time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess we got a bit off topic there, but we've obviously had a three-week absence, which is our longest absence yet. We've also been away from each other for about, I guess, almost 3 weeks now.
You miss me.
So I guess we got... Huh?
You miss me?
You miss me? You love me?
You miss me?
I love you.
Come on. Yeah, it's been a little time off. Honestly, I love doing this, but I think the couple of weeks off has been quite good for us. You went back home. You got to tell us a bit about your story going home. I know you didn't care, but I think this is quite funny.
Well, we're playing a catch-up on it. So I obviously left Mishy, I don't know, like September 10th-ish, second week. Came on back, was just going to kind of chill, relax for a bit, do the odd loop down here. And then, as it's still quiet time, our season hasn't kicked off, I thought, I'll just pop over to England. It's been 6 years since I've been there.
Bloody hell.
So I thought, I'll just go for a week, go and see the fam. So I flew over, nice and easy, Tampa to London, absolute breeze. Get there, my sister lives in London, go meet up with her, stay with her for a night before heading down out to the West Country where my parents live. So first night we're there, think, well, what should we do? Want to get some food? Like, well, I tell you what, I haven't had a proper Indian for almost a decade. So we go to this quality Indian gaff. Food's delightful. We got poppadoms, naan, the full works. I got a chicken boona.
Oh, chicken boonie.
Yeah, it's chicken boona. So it's delicious. Anyway, so we finished up, had a couple pints as well. So I'm sleeping on an airbed. And I've woke up at 4 a.m. and my belly's rumbling. And I know what's about to happen because it's happened to me before. I'm food poisoned. I could tell. As soon as I woke up, I was like, oh, God, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. Anyway, so I'm up. I'm in the bathroom. I'm just spewing my guts up. So I've probably spewed up 3 or 4 times in the night. Tried to sleep in between. Woke up again in the morning. I'm also jet lagged, not ideal. So, I don't know, it's 10 a.m. My body's dead. I'm absolutely done. I couldn't even get up till 3 p.m. And I still had the full body aches, so... Anyway, we had to get a bus down to the West Country where the fam live. I've literally knocked on the door. I've just fell in the house, fell straight on the couch. I literally didn't move for 3 days. My first day in 6 years back in England, and the country's tried to kill me.
So what happens, mate? You can't leave.
I'll tell you what, I'm never going back.
Yeah, for the curry. Did your parents not get food poisoned?
No, because they didn't. They were just stayed where they were. It was just me and my sister. Oh. She lives in London. We just crashed there.
She got the lambooner.
Well, she did get something different. Yeah, no chicken. So
I was
the
there
one that got it.
With you when we were in Dominican Republic when you had the lasagna. And I had the smallest of bites, to which I'm glad I didn't have more because...
It was delicious.
You ended up spewing
out
of both ends.
I've had a lot of food poisoning lately.
Touch wood, honestly. I've never had food poisoning.
Oh, you don't want it.
I couldn't imagine what it's like.
Speaking of this, I was on a loop 2 days, well, Friday, yeah, 2 days ago with one of the caddies here, good player, going through the Q school ranks.
Nice.
We were on the second hole, and he was walking up to the first hole, meeting the players. He was looking a bit odd. I was like, you're all right. He's like, oh, got food poisoning yesterday. I was like, bloody hell.
What's he doing?
Tell me about it. Said he had a dodgy meatball.
Anyway, oh, yeah.
So I was talking about it. I was like, well, how'd you do it? Yeah, I just got over it myself. Anyway, we're on the second hole. So I'm down the fairway. He's in the right trees. And I look over. He's bent in half. Just spewing his guts out to the side of his bag.
Come on.
And he's like, he's murmured at me. He's like, can you call my half? So I called my half, got him straight off the loop. But yeah. So yeah, that was my England trip. 3/4 of it, I was poisoned and dying.
And then you shanked it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, I played my first round of golf there. Still feeling a bit sick and unwell. The thing with food poisoning is you get over being sick and stuff in 24 hours, but you have body aches. Like, your whole body just hurts.
How do you get over it?
Just time, innit? Just get out of the system.
You got to battle through.
It is shocking. So I'm there and I'm a bit weak and I can't feel my limbs too well. So anyway, I'm on the first tee at this course I used to play when I was a child. And I'm taking the practice swings. I'm like, this club, I don't know what the club's doing. I can't even feel the club head. Anyway, so I'm over the ball. I've swung. I just felt hideous. And I've topped it.
Yes.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I topped a driver.
Well,
I mean,
I've done it recently as well. It's elite. It's an elite.
It's one of them. It's like
you've got no answer.
Yeah.
At least if you thin it, you're like, I nearly made contact.
Well, that's
you
it.
Sky it, you nearly made contact. You top it. It's like
you top it, you've always missed the ball.
Close.
Yeah.
You've literally nearly missed the ball.
So I guess a somewhat unsuccessful trip. But at least by the time I flew back, I was healthy. So,
I was actually thinking about this the other day. Obviously, I just got back 2 days ago from Michigan. Big September up in Michigan, and I was just thinking, your summer. Honestly, I was breaking it down. You've actually had a pretty terrible summer, haven't you? If you really think about it. With everything going on with what you're trying to buy and the bus rides and then going home, food poisoning.
Yeah, no, there's been a few events. I guess I had a failed home purchase. Not ideal.
Man got every worst loop possible this summer.
Yeah, I wasn't even that bothered about that. I mean, I just knew it was 2 months, grind that out.
Man just wanted a loop.
I come back, literally my first day in this gaff, I wake up in the morning, someone's crashed one of my rental cars.
Oh, yeah. Submarine.
Yeah. That was a shocker. I woke up and they've sent me the pictures. My little red key is just snapped in half. So I've had to deal with that. Yeah, it's just been a lot of stuff going on all at once, I guess.
I've been away. I'm your rock.
Yeah, you're my pebble.
I'm the glue that keeps you together. You've gone back to England, shambles. You've tried to buy a home without my, without questioning.
Without your blessing.
And it's gone down the shitter. Your car's somewhere floating across Gandhi.
It's up in a car somewhere. I'm never going to see it again.
Oh, Christ.
But yeah.
We're back. We're back, ladies and gents.
No, yeah,
first tournament here today in Flowrider, as we saw on the socials.
Your first loop, was it?
First
today?
Loop back.
First one back.
Back on the grind, straight away.
It's quality, innit?
Tomorrow, we got a loop together. Come on, with your regular.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's been, well, tomorrow, yeah, yesterday, when the pod actually releases on Wednesday, we'll be talking about, obviously, yesterday. But yeah. Back on it, big tournament today, one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer Legends charity event. I tell you what, it was a good one. Straight good back, wasn't even carrying bags, it was all four caddying. It was good to tell you what though, this humidity.
Yeah,
it can piss off.
I've kind of got used to it a little bit. It was worse a few weeks ago, but it's still pretty brutal.
Well, that's actually the mental part of it. Someone would say, oh yeah, it's actually pretty nice today.
So
I'm sweating.
I found out this summer, I think 5 times caddies went down or got pulled off loops with like heat stroke or something like that.
You've got to keep hydrated.
Obviously, Shagger Al, we know he went down.
Shagger, yep.
And there was about 4 other guys that went down as well, yeah.
Bloody hell.
Apparently someone was like literally like having a seizure, like twitching.
Bloody hell.
From heat stroke.
You've got to keep the electrolytes in the bod.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
Yeah,
but
you can't bevy out
good
there.
News is October, weather's turning. Peak season's coming.
Yep.
And you already said it. You sent me a message first hole saying this place is quality.
It is. But I've come to the conclusion now that where we were up in Michigan, it was an unbelievable September. But the reason why is because it's more country club. The club that we're down south, it's very more like a golf club. There's not anything else to do but golf. So I've come to the conclusion that the reason why that is because people go there and they're literally letting loose, drinking, having a good time on the sesh. And that is the reason. first thing today, I just have a quote. I can't even mention the quote. It was absolutely brilliant. I was like, I've been here for less than 15 minutes on the loop. First hole, absolute gold. But yeah, it's unbelievable to be back. Unbelievable to be back.
Oh,
and yeah, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a season long. Long season ahead.
Yeah. Shall we talk about, there's one exciting development that I'd like to talk about. And we discussed this a little bit, I guess, over the summer. Speaking of Ryder Cup, we were thinking, why not do like a caddy Ryder Cup, blah, 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 blah. So we thought about this some more. So what we are going to start is a caddy golf league, basically. I'm kind of surprised this hasn't been done before. But we obviously have a load of caddies that are decent players. I mean, even players that are not decent, but people that just like to play. So we just thought, why not get everyone together, have some friendly competition, play with some guys you don't normally play with. Everyone throws some money. It's going to be a nice big pot at the end of the season. So we're officially launching that. So I guess anyone listening who loops with us, get involved. But format is basically pick a partner, two-man teams. It's going to be like a World Cup style event. So it's going to be a group stage, depending on how many teams, one, two, three, or four groups, top couple from each group will proceed into the knockout stages until we have one winner that's going to take all the cash.
Come on.
And everyone that enters is going to get a Life on a Loop hat, represent. And I'm actually pretty pumped about this. I think it should be a fun little endeavor.
Oh, yeah. Season doesn't really start, though, like properly for another like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, I've had a few sign up. But yeah, we're going to get more. We're going to get more. Because Mondays as well is when we can play, caddy play day.
And Tuesdays,
but a lot more Monday, I feel. Because it's kind of like the start of the week. Everyone's kind of more about, especially because no one else really actually works, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can do Tuesday as well, obviously. But yeah, everyone will be back within the next two, absolute max 3 weeks. And yeah, we're going to get... So obviously, I was just thinking this the other day. If we win our own tournament...
I've actually thought about this as well.
What, like, we've got to do something with the cash.
If we win our tournament, we're going to get lynched by the caddies. They're going to hang us from a tree.
But this is the thing, right? I think I've come to a conclusion. If we actually do, or an idea, actually, good idea. If we do win, we'll put the money back into the caddy program. Somehow.
So they can buy drugs and alcohol?
Correct.
Bloody hell.
No, we're going to figure out what we can do with it. I haven't had an idea.
Well,
yet.
We're getting a little carried away. We might get knocked out in the group stage. Yeah, you know, I mean, you never know. It's handicapped.
I'm hitting the paradigm, four bills.
Oh, Christ, here we go.
You've got the Seymour back in the back.
I'm hitting my Sim 2 further than that golf cannon today.
Yeah, exactly. How mad is that? Yeah, so one of the cool part of the charity event is obviously DJs out there. There's, you know, alcohol beverage girls. And on the hole number, what was it?
12, par 5.
Yeah, par 5. There was a cannon. I'm going to shoot that on the...
golf ball cannon, yeah. Check out the socials.
Yeah, check out the socials. I was just thinking this today as well. I think I mentioned this to you last time. If you stood in front of that, would that ball go through you?
It would destroy you.
You think?
I asked the guy because I was interested. I was like, what speed's that coming out?
Excuse me.
And he said to me, about 200 miles an hour. I don't think that's right because these long drive guys are getting ball speeds of like 220. That thing's got to be coming out there pushing 300 miles an hour, I swear. Because it's dry, it was hitting the green on a par 5. It was flying 450,
yeah, I was about to say 500. I think it's going 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think it's got to be ball speed 300. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
100%. Yeah, that's mad. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought of that going over the bridge. I was like, imagine just standing in front of that. Would that go through you?
Oh, my. Honestly.
I don't know why. I was
it would
that.
Take fingers it off. It, God
oh,
damn
at
it.
Least. God damn it.
Oh. No, man. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I enjoyed that. You want to talk about your last 2 weeks up in Mishy? Was it sad saying goodbye?
You know.
Shed a tear.
It was My overall experience this summer was pretty decent. I fell in love with a bar
up in Michigan. I fell in love with a man.
Following on from last week's story of the gay subscription magazine. I fell in love with a bar called Renshaw Lounge.
Mm.
I've got to shout them out because I think it's elite. The location, the size of it, the banter, the prices. I was drinking Labatt's for $2.50. You can't get
that. It was a great establishment.
Absolutely unbelievable. It was class. I ended up going by myself when you left twice or three times.
Yeah.
Just to go hang out because it was unbelievable. But yeah, good. Overall, yeah, it was a good couple of weeks. It was a good couple of weeks when you left. Not because you left. But actually, you know why it was good? Because I actually slept.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait.
We got dive in on that. So when we got to that, we got a house, the chalet. The bald man himself got there first. We had Harrison on the podcast. He also was another roommate. And he mentioned, he was like, hey, do you want me to take whatever bed? I was like, yeah, you're there, you know, first come, first serve, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, it was shocking. It was a prison bed.
It wasn't that bad. He's over-exaggerating. It was like brand new asphalt. It was rock solid with a little sponge.
It was awful. And it was like, honestly, I actually had a, I want to tell you the dark side of caddying. So caddying, you walk a good amount of miles. We were walking 7.5 to 15 miles a day this summer. It was absolutely savage, like ridiculously savage. And I had a moment after like the second week, and I looked at the wall. I was in bed like this, in the position, the fetal position, right here. I don't know if I can do this, you know. I was having a conversation with myself. My back was killing me. My feet had blisters. My leg was ringing. Obviously, people know that I've had epidural shots.
The bunda was chafing.
It was just like, it was miserable. I feel like I'm pretty strong-willed. I nearly went home. I was so close. I had the most depressing talk.
I'm leaving.
I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I thought leaving? To myself, my what bed. Would David Goggins do?
David Goggins, he'd move the bed out of the room and sleep on the wooden floor.
Because you don't know me, son. But yeah.
So anyway, so I left, and I left my mattress topper as well. How was that? Stinky? Crusty?
It was crusty, that's what it was. Yeah, It was filled of just divot mix. You were just sleeping on your. You were sleeping with your bib.
I have my sand bottle next to me every night.
No, it was unbelievable. It was the best 2 weeks sleep I've ever had all summer. It was unbelievable.
Christ.
But no, yeah, it was good. We just caddied a bunch, played a little bit. But one of I got two stories to kind of finish off. Well, three stories, real quick. Vinnie Jones. You know who Vinnie Jones is, right?
Oh, played for Wimbledon,
big time actor.
Yeah.
Caddied for a guy who he was like, yeah, asking me questions, where are you from, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, I go fishing and shooting with Vinnie.
Huh.
I was like, Vinnie Jones? You know Vinnie Jones? So, long story short, the guy, Vinnie, came over to do a movie in Detroit. And the guy's wife is not Vinny, but the member. She's like an agent of some sort. To which she was like, oh, I'll get you out onto Oakland Hills because he's a big golfer. So he came around after the round of golf. He took him out there. And the guy was like, I'm not really sure where to stay. This was Vinny. Do you know any good places? And, you know, the guy has a pretty big house.
Yeah, you've got a spare bedroom in a chalet now, Vinny, if you fancy it.
Yeah, literally. And so he was like, if you want to stay with me, go ahead. Vinny was like, all right, no worries. Vinny then stayed at his gaff for 3 months and wore his clothes.
What?
Vinny Jones took a flight over from London to Detroit, to which he showed up, not knowing that the script was going to work for him or not. He literally just came on a whim to just see if it was lucky or not, and he was going to find his feet. to which then the agent housed him at their house, to which they were the same body size, apparently, all the shit, you know, same size shirts, shoes, and just wore the members' clothes for 3 months.
So you're telling me Vinnie Jones didn't pack a bag?
No.
Vinnie's just got on a transatlantic flight with his iPad.
Not even that. Probably just his phone, his Nokia, you know, Nokia 200.
Man's on the plane just playing Snake.
Yeah.
That's all he's got. Dream. And a passport.
Literally. So yeah, I thought that was absolutely bizarre. But bloody I thought hell. Class. So Vinnie Jones, yeah, knows him. He was like, yeah, I'm going to Cornwall or somewhere random to go shooting and all that. Talking about aggressive Vinnie Jones, I got called combative.
Oh. By who?
What do you think about that?
Well, who called you?
I got called combative.
Okay.
By a member. And I want to give a little... Oh. I want to give a Google definition if people don't know what combative means. So combative means ready or eager to fight.
He made some
enemies with his combative style.
I'll give it, yeah? You want some?
No, you won't, huh? I was like, sorry. Well,
sorry, what happened? Let's not glaze over this.
No. I want to go into not a depth, but I want to explain myself. Loop 36. We're getting told morning, afternoon, perfect. All right. First loop, guys are just awful. But we have a pro in the group, so we're playing blue tees, which is about 6,900. We should not be playing them. He should be playing them, but the member shouldn't. So the group behind us pretty much waiting on every hole. You know the cut through. From 5, the hardest, up to 6, you put the bags in the rough.
Mm.
But you know how sometimes you can pass that right-hand bunker and you can put them in the little gap near the big tree? Mm. So I put them there, but the pin was tucked up right. The bags aren't in the way, by the way. I wouldn't have put them there, obviously. So they're waiting for ages. The pin's like back left, hardest pin in the course. Done. We take forever. We come back. Guy in a golf cart, 80 years old, beer belly, just looks pissed off. So I get to pick up the bags, and he's just staring at me. So I like glance back over, he's still staring at me. So I turn back over, and I was like, everything good? He's like, how long do you play on every hole?
Oh.
And I was literally staring, I'm like, sorry? I was like stunned. I was like flabbergasted. I was like, what? He's like, you guys are taking forever. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, who's the member? And I was like, honestly, I don't even know. I think, you know, Harrison's gone. The other guy, he's like, Harrison who? I'm like, no, the caddy. I think he's got the member. And he's like, well, what are you guys going to do about it? And I was like, you can speak to the member, sir. I was like, I don't know, like, if we're playing slow or not. Because obviously you guys have been waiting only on a couple holes, but, you know, we'll try and hurry it up. So end of the round comes in, I'm handing in my chip, and the assistant caddy master comes up to me. He was like, yeah. He's like, hey, look, I was just about to send you this text. Basically got called, the guy came in and was like, you know, these guys in front playing at 10 o'clock, whatever, they're slow as shit, blah, 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 blah. He goes, oh, and that caddy there, he goes, he's... came across as very combative.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
I honestly, if that happened to me, I couldn't give a toss.
Even could I.
What am I meant to do? Like,
ready to fight. Man was about to fight an 8-year-old.
Man was about to drop both bags off the shoulder and just headbutt this old boy in the car.
Bosh.
Bosh.
Like, honestly, it was just the most bizarre. I was like, John, what, can you explain, like, what he said? He was like, came in and said that you had the bags in the middle of the fairway. Sorry, middle of the fairway. They were in the rough. They were nowhere near the pin. Mm. And he's like, I don't think you would have had them in the middle of the fairway. I was like, obviously not. And then he's like, yeah, you just came off as combative, like aggressive towards him. I was like, John, we're teeing off at like, I said 10 o'clock, but we're teeing off at like 8:30. I'm half awake. I'm just there to loop.
I think what you should have done is you should have found the guy and apologized.
And knocked him out. I mean, apologized, yeah.
No, you should have gone up to him and I'm so sorry.
Like LaCava.
I'm really sorry.
But yeah.
Brilliant.
Odyssey. I thought that was actually
just... That actually sums up the type of people that was up there. Just like, get a life. You're playing one of the best courses in the world in a car. Just breathe in the air. Drop a few balls. Have a, you know, play around.
Honestly, where have you got to be on a Thursday?
You're 8 years old. What are you trying to do? You're rushing to your grave? Like, come on.
Yeah. But I thought that was quite good. I've never been called combative before. I honestly have only heard the word in my lifetime. About
yeah,
two or
they
three
normally
times.
Call you worse things, don't they?
Yeah. Wanker.
Scumbag. Tosspot.
Tosser.
Dosser. You big dosser.
Big dosser. I bet your girlfriend over like a dog.
Brilliant.
Subscribe. Just got to throw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just a random little subscribe.
Okay, so you left Mishy, drove down. Any detours or?
Yes. Funny story, actually. So Harrison is a space cadet some of the time. And it was funny because...
He drove the wrong way.
No, that was quite funny. We nearly did. But so we kind of came to the conclusion we're going to loop in the morning and then leave around like 2-ish, 3 by the time we pack and stuff. We're halfway packed anyway. So Harrison he came to the conclusion, he came to that point in time when he was like, I'm not going to fit everything in the car. I'm going to actually have to get this cover for the roof rack that he had. Remember when he put that roof rack up?
I do remember that, yeah.
I thought he'd already bought the cover for the roof rack. He just bought the roof rack without the cover. So it's like buying a left shoe without the right.
I do remember seeing that, and I was like, I saw it on. I was like, how does it work then?
Yeah,
he's like,
so you're supposed to buy like a pillow type thing.
Yeah,
stuff all the thing in, strap it on. He didn't have that, so he's like, I'm gonna have to go buy one. This is the day we're leaving.
Oh
so
my
like,
god!
All right, that's fine. Like, all right, down the road, Target. He couldn't find one, so it gets to like 5 o'clock.
Jesus!
So I'm like, it was kind of a bit of a blurry day anyway. So it was gonna not get dark at 7:30. It's probably gonna get dark at 7. So I was like, there's no chance we're driving 10 hours to North Carolina. We're gonna have 2 hours of light, hit traffic. So realistically, an hour of light, and then 9 hours in the dark. I don't like traveling in the dark. I just think it's hot, too hard to concentrate, even when you're not driving. So we're like, sod it. We'll go to Renshaw. So we went to Renshaw and we thought, okay, perfect. We'll wake up at 4 and we'll get on the road. And I was like, that's fine because we get up at 4, 10 hours. We'll get in at like 1, 2 o'clock in North Carolina. I was like, that's perfect. Then we'll play golf. $2.50 labats, $2 shots. Didn't end up going perfectly to plan. I was on the sesh. I got absolutely rattled.
Brilliant.
Got in at 12, tried a nap for 4 hours. I was still drunk. Obviously, Kessler, Harrison, didn't drink because he was driving as a responsible man he was. So I did the drinking for him. But yeah, no, we got down there. I slept for like 3 hours to start off with, trying to sleep off the hangover, to which then we got into North Carolina and played Raintree Country Club. Nice little gaff in the mountains-ish, kind of in the mountains. But yeah, played there and then headed back down. It was a long, long, long journey.
Yeah,
and it actually just shows how crazy, how much crazy land America has of just sheer nothing.
Yeah, you did take a big detour, like North Carolina. You basically did like a big triangle.
Charlotte.
I took the direct route. And that's still a lame time, but
because you did Valhalla on the way, didn't you?
Yeah, which in fairness is on the way, but yeah.
I know, but no, it was. We got in like basically 1 a.m. Sunday. Literally just slept, chill, like couldn't even really sleep because I was just so, it was kind of weird. You know, you're not jet lagged from driving a car, but you're just
brain dead.
Yeah. So I don't really know what happened Sunday. Obviously, the you know, Europe won the Ryder Cup, so that happened. And yeah, then back on the loop. Come
aye.
On.
Aye. And Jan Kessler is still your roommate.
He is still now. My roommate. He is. He's going to live with me for the rest of my life.
he's like your pet.
he's like I've realized now, this is a contract.
It's like he gets on your tits, but you love him, and it's like you can't put him down because you like him. You like having him around.
Oh man, no, he was my personal chef and chauffeur this summer. he was quality. But yeah, that was quite funny. And the funny thing was as well, like when he told me. I literally was like, what the fuck? We're supposed to leave and play golf tomorrow. How are we going to... But yeah, we ended up figuring it out. But it was funny. It was funny. My reaction was like, well, what are we going to do then? He was like, Renshaw? I was like, go on then. But yeah, that was a trip. 18 hours later, fully on the road. 18, 19 hours. Which you would never have thought. Imagine being back in England. You think, even driving down to London, which is 5 hours, you'd be like, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, 18 hours in England, you're basically doing the entire perimeter of the nation.
Yeah. You're doing the top to the bottom twice, really.
Aye.
The Toon to the south. Oh. If I drove from my gaff to your gaff, that would probably be around 7 hours, wouldn't it? 8 hours?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe less, actually.
I reckon it'd be six or seven, yeah.
But yeah, glad to be back, and I know you are. I know you are glad to be back. But we're on the loop tomorrow. Come on,
I'm looking forward to that. Should be a nice little two ball.
Yeah,
jolly up.
That should be sick.
But anyway, I guess for the listeners, normal service will be resumed now. I know we said it over summer, but we had days where we went 45 holes. We were too tired. We were dying. It was just a bit stressful. But now it's back. We're one and done, chilling, playing. Looping.
Yes. And obviously we're still going to be doing the Zooms with a few caddies that we're going to get on. It's just hard. It's hard. If you're listening to the right to the end, which I'm muchly appreciated on this 45-minute episode, you know, trying to schedule people to get on podcasts and in general, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like people are, I mean, I know people are busy and stuff, but... Yeah, so we got some good caddies, ex-caddies, current caddies on tour and all kinds of stuff, as well as players. Like, we're trying to get involved. And, yeah, we're trying to kick it off.
Maybe they just don't like us, and they just say, oh, no, God, I'm so busy. I just can't find time on schedule. Whereas deep down, we hang up the call, and they're like, these tossers won't leave me alone.
Literally, yeah. We don't have that issue, though. It's actually more the fact of... time zones. A lot of these guys, two of the guys are caddying on tour. So, because that was a weird season, isn't it, for the PGA Tour with the whole Ryder Cup thing going on? Because didn't they play a tournament in like 2 weeks ago?
Well, the season PGA. Has actually re-kicked off.
Yeah,
they're what doing was that the California tournament? Swing, the Safeway Classic or whatever.
Safeway,
that was in the Winelands in California.
Yeah. Yeah, so we want to get this guy on. I've been trying for a while, a few guys, but yeah, back to usual weekly podcasts. Come on,
We're back, and let us know if there's any people you want us to get on, any topics, any questions you have regarding the summer,
yes,
or the pod, or the season of looping,
yes, yeah, I like that.
You know, we're all there.
Yeah. Also, our boy Ellington. The Duke? Today.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, man. He's like, I got to get on, man. He goes,
oh, yeah?
I've been getting shit from my boy. My boy,
Yes.
So.
Oh, we got to get him on. Yeah, that would be quality.
He was cracking up. I'm like, it's your fault. I was like, I asked you three times. He's like, dog. He's like, I know, man. I know. I got to get on.
Because he asked me and he was like, yo. How about if I come on your pod, you let me borrow your car?
Yeah.
I was like, what? That's not how it works.
But yeah, it was funny. We're back, though. Come on, the Geordies are back.
Aye.
Champions League, come on. Nothing to do with the pod, but
Champo League. The Toon playing PXG this weekend.
Yeah, PXG.
Parsons Extreme Golf putting a team out.
Come on. But yeah.
Fantastic.
We're back. And also, we've christened... your new gaff with episode 54.
the fairgrounds have now changed location.
Yeah, I prefer, well, when I say prefer the location, the gaffs, I'm moving gaff also. We're going to have less carpet. We're going to have more pool view.
Yeah.
Same-ish location.
Fantastic. Also, ladies and gents, I now have Life on the Loop balcony furniture.
We have done a collab with
Facebook Marketplace patio furniture.
What's that crazy store in Hyde Park Village? Elm?
Oh, West Elm.
West Elm. Yeah. We're going to do a collab with West Elm. We're going to start bloody sending hell. $20,000 worth of furniture.
I'm just going to go in that store and just whack Life on the Loop stickers everywhere. It's all over
the That's the thing. I was actually thinking that the other day, actually. I was like, you know the cards that, you know, we give to people? I gave a few out today, actually, at the charity tournament.
Mm.
We should just go into really high-end restaurants and, like, the most bizarre places and just start dropping
Just toss them.
Yeah.
Middle of someone's dinner. Have that, you bastard.
Subscribe!
Yeah, subscribe!
Oh, quality.
Quality. Well, on that note.
We'll have to sign off with... Live.
Laugh.
Live!